Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, big friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. We are your hosts. We here. We in the building. Nizzy Nay, what is good, Miss Nizzy Nay?
What is up? Well, my shit was spinning for a minute, though.
Oh, so it was going into you, too, huh? You caught, so that means it's definitely a BTR thing.
It didn't do it for yours, but it did it for mine. Like, yours.
Wow, that's crazy.
It automatically went on air, and then mine was still spinning, but mine still said unmuted. It was still spinning, but I was still on air.
You know what that means? We gotta actually do the mute thing. Like, we ain't got no choice. We gotta do the mute thing and just already be unmuted and just mute the phones because it just is no way. It's the BTR thing. It's not an internet thing or website. I mean, yeah, it's a website thing. It's not like an internet thing. You know how we be talking about it's the internet. You know why multiple computers doing this? It's definitely the website. So BTR, we need y'all to handle that for us. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, man. You know, we are here tonight as promised. We did the mid-season opener for The Walking Dead, and now we're here to discuss the season finale of season 6 finale of The Walking Dead. Of course, it went down in epic fashion. A lot of stuff happened. Nizzy, how'd you feel about the season 6 finale?
You know, I thought it started off really slow, but I like the way it ended. Because, you know, they always, when they do a season finale or like the mid finale, you know, they always leave you with a cliffhanger. And of course, this is what they did this time. You know, they're going to kill some a very important character off, of course, because that's what they always do. At some point, they got to do it. But they left you not knowing who's getting killed, you know. And they do that purposely because it keeps you watching. Now you got to wait until October-ish to find out who's going to get killed. So now we gotta wait 6 months.
It ain't coming back all the way till October?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I ain't know. Hey, was that long? October. Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, with one of the directors he was talking, as the one that made the episode, that last episode, he said they like to wait 6 months. Like, they haven't even started, you know, they haven't even started making
they haven't started filming yet?
They haven't even started making a new episode yet. So,
I guess that process would take a while if you think about everything that goes into a season.
Well, yeah, because of all the special effects and everything that goes, and then they gotta come break it down
green screen, all that stuff. You gotta chop it up.
How many people they put involved? At one time, the guy said he had like over 2,000 people, just zombies. You know, just the zombies, 2,000 people that they had to make up and dress up like zombies. Literally, 2,000 people. So you can only imagine how big their cast is, the group of writers and creators, makeup artists, and all that. How many people it takes village to probably do that show?
Yeah.
So. But yeah, he said even with the comics too, they sometimes they'll like wait 6 months and then bring out another, you know, do another whole thing. So that's how usually the comics, that's how they do in the comics too. So
what did you think about the actual ending with the, you know, somebody got beat to a bloody pulp and we don't know who. Before we get to that, right, let's talk about the ambushes, the multiple ambushes. Did you like that approach? Did you think it was creative? Like, did that have you on the edge of your seat when they kept trying to go back, when the group, Rick's group tried to get back, you know, to their headquarters, and they kept getting trapped?
And you know what? I didn't fully understand that because, see, I don't know. I know a lot of people watch The Walking Dead, watches The Talking Dead. So when the guy that created the episode, you know, he was talking about it, because I understand that. I said, you know, Rick does all this. He talks to the people like he always does. He says, everything's going to be okay. You know, we're going to get through this. And yada, 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 doing the whole Rick thing. And then they constantly keep getting trapped. Everybody's just like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? That's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here, like, biting my nails and kind of freaking out. And I'm like, what is the whole purpose of this? And then he kind of breaks it down. He says, well, the whole purpose is you know how every time when they have, like, a big thing with somebody, another group, like the governor. You know, they went in, they had a plan, they went in, everything was good. They killed him, they killed his people, everything was great. They kept moving. You know, they survived another day. But with this episode, he wanted, you know, to pretty much show that he's doing the Rick thing again. He's breaking it down, but now he has no way out of it. He's trapped. Everything is not going to be okay because now he knows that somebody's going to die. Because he wanted to make it more realistic. Like, every time that you have a problem with a whole group, it's not always going to be everybody's going to survive. And everybody's going to come out there, they're going to kill everybody, and everything's going to be okay. He wanted to make it so as, you know, no, it's not. You know, at this time, it's not. Not everybody is going to survive. You are going to lose a main character at some point, somebody that you are closest to, that you have grown attached to, is going to die. Not everybody can survive it. That's, you know, unrealistic. You know, and you wanted to make it more realistic than anything. Somebody's going to die. Not everything is going to always work out the way they planned it. You know, you're going to get stuck in a situation like this that Rick can't get himself out of. And that's what he wanted to make it seem like, that there's nowhere else you can go. You ain't going to win this battle, so you might as well forget it. So I thought it was neat. And when he broke it down, I was like, okay, now I get it. Because now they meet in this whole Keegan dude, and which I think he is worse than the governor. I mean, his whole...
His name is Negan.
I think it's Negan.
Yeah, it's Negan.
Negan.
I don't know. I was just thinking the E might have. You know how sometimes the E make that A sound?
Yeah.
I thought it might have been Negan, but you know, they were talking about, I did see a little bit of talk, you know, I don't really watch Talking Dead, but I see a little bit at the beginning, and they were talking about how, like, you know, people were, you know, the comic book, like, people were looking forward to seeing his character come, the Negan character, because I guess from how they was talking, he was like a popular character in the comic book, and then, yeah, they say he was a popular, you know, character, you know, you either, you know, love him or hate him. They say he's a different type of villain because he, you know, he had the guy that plays Negan on Talking Dead, and when they were saying he's different, he's like, he's actually kind of like charismatic in a way, but not in a intimate type of way. It's just like he's like, he's got swag and flair, like kind of like make you laugh, like, you know, like kind of like, you know, you get the sense of like humor a little bit. And it's not just straight, all right, look, this is how it is. We're going to kill y'all, da-da-da. It's like, you know, he has a different, he's like, he has a charm to him. But he's
really
just as ruthless as the other, you know. I don't know if, well, as of, it's too early to say right now, but I definitely didn't get that same vibe as the mayor. The mayor, no, I keep saying the mayor, it's the governor, right? He's called the governor.
Yeah, the governor
seemed to be more ruthless, but this is, we just now being introduced to this character.
I don't think the governor was more ruthless.
The governor was very ruthless, though. Remember all that crazy stuff he did?
I don't think so.
He cut Herschel's head off.
But he's about, this dude is about to take a bat that has this shit on wrapping around the bat that can kill you instantly.
Barbed wire.
He doesn't want to just chop your head off. He wants to torture you. He wants to beat you until there's nothing left in you.
True.
So this dude, I don't know, it's just like, he makes you sit on the, you know, on...
pins and needles, basically?
Huh?
You saying make you sit on pins and needles?
Yeah, because you don't know what he's going to do. The governor, you kind of knew. The governor, he wasn't as slick as this dude. This dude is slick. So
this guy seems to play mind games, right? Negan seems to play mind games. Like, all of that trapping them just to capture them anyway, they could have been capturing them. Why'd you have them try to go this way, that way? You know, and you know, I thought once they separated, and that was pretty clever, how, all right, you take the RV and we're going to walk, you know, so they might end up capturing you in the RV, but we'll be able to get away because they'll think we're in the RV. You know, when they had Eugene drive the RV for them. I thought that was surely going to, you know, get them back.
Hell no. Do you see how many people he has?
Well, we didn't know that at first. Until they kept saying, that's a different group of people. We never seen them before. And it's like,
that's what they didn't think. See, that's what they didn't think. Even though they separated, it wasn't the right thing to do. You know, you have to, like, Rick should know by now that you have to plan this shit out. You have to know exactly how many people they got on hand. You let
but Brick
know.
Was gangster, though, with it. Remember, Brick was saying, he was like, talking right back, like, man, what if one of y'all died? What if one of y'all died? Like, what? We here. And we outnumbered, so what? We here. We ain't scared, you know.
Of course, because that's how Rick is always is. He's always
no.
like that.
Remember, he was a little different at the beginning, the first, like, season and a half, two seasons. Remember, he started getting more hardcore like the end of season two.
And it was season one and season two. That's totally different than, you know, season four or season five. It's totally different. It's totally different.
Yeah, he's grown to be a lot more ruthless because he realizes that's how you have to be in that time.
But that Rick was just finding out about the whole, you know, the whole thing. You know, it was
Humans are. Like, you know, the walkers is one thing, but you know, one thing I noticed about the Walking Dead, Nizzy, it's the walkers aren't the big issue. Like, they kill the walkers very easily, and every now and then you get a situation where the walkers kind of have them pinned against the wall. It's a lot of walkers. They and they kind of like in a position where they cornered. But for the most part, it's really the humans that create the biggest obstacles. It's the humans. And you know, earlier in The Walking Dead, it seemed to be more about the zombies and, oh, they're going to finally break down the fence. And now it's really becoming more about the humans, and the walkers aren't even a threat. Oh, here comes a walker. It's like an 8-year-old could kill a walker. Oh, here comes a walker. All right, whoosh, headshot, boom. Done. Walker's done. Nothing. Like, you know, it's really changed. Like the direction has definitely changed. Now, I'm not a person that watched read the comic book, so I don't know how much of it is comic book based and how much of it is the stuff they added to give it more suspense. You know.
A lot of them will say that they try to keep as much of the comic book as possible. Now, some people I think in the comic book, I think Carl dies, but you see on the show he didn't die. So it's like situations like that where Herschel was supposed to die in the comic book.
Way before he died, yeah.
But they kept it's little things like that. They may keep a important character on.
But see, that's why I don't like, you know, that's why I don't follow the comic book. And that's why I don't even really like watching The Talking Dead. We were talking before we aired, and, you know, we was kind of having that discussion about, I was saying The Talking Dead kind of, in a almost indirect way, kind of gives spoilers. You disagree. But that's the reason why, that's why I would never read the comic book. Like, you know, you just saying Carl dies in the comic book is a spoiler. Because it's a spoiler. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how you knew that, because you never read a comic book, right? Did you read the comic book?
No.
So how'd you know that?
I knew that because on The Talking Dead, that's when you
talked about. See? Because on The Talking Dead, see? Exactly, see? Now, that makes us think, okay, well, that might happen on the show at some point. Like that gives, you know what I mean? That's why I don't like, that was my point. That's why I don't like to watch and another thing you got to watch out for, going online, like these websites that talk about the Walking Dead, oh my goodness, you want to talk about spoilers. Like, you got to be careful, because people that read the comic book, like, know the outcomes. Like, see, what I'm thinking is they follow the overall outcome of the comic book. But a comic book is only going to be for so long. The series is only going to be so long in a comic book, whereas comics, as opposed to a show, is so much more interactive with characters, you know, since it's not a movie, it's a series. So they are adding a lot more to the storyline. You know what I mean? So I think that's the biggest difference. It's like, all right, like the outcome would be the same. Like, whoever died in the comic book, I think, is going to die on the show. So I don't be wanting to know, like, who's going to die. That's why I could never watch the comic book. I don't go to the websites. Because once I know the outcome, it takes away the suspense. And without suspense, what is there? You know, like, I would have hated to know that, you know, when remember when Carol's daughter, I think it was season 2, I think that was? Remember when they was looking for Carol's daughter and we found out that she was a walker and all of our hearts dropped. Remember that? When she was the last person to walk out, I think it was the barn or whatever, she walked out, and we was like, oh my goodness, like, we didn't think they would go that hard and turn a kid into a walker. And we weren't really prepared for what The Walking Dead, like the direction it was about to really take the show. Now, had we read the comic book, we would have known that. I'm pretty sure that happened in the comic book. You know what I mean?
I kind of figured that the child was a walker by now, but...
No, you didn't. Come on. The only ones that probably knew that is the people that really, like, read the comic or whatever. Because remember, the show hadn't gotten that dark yet. Like, they hadn't really had kids. Like, nothing had stuff happen to kids yet, you know?
Come on. It's a little
girl. That was earlier on. The show has gotten a lot darker since then, you got to admit.
That doesn't matter.
it was, it doesn't matter what at what point it was, everybody was turning into walkers. It was a little girl, and she was by herself. Come on now. Do you really think at that point in time that that little girl could have killed a walker? No. She was already gone, but the just to see it actually realistic right in front of your face, like, wow. It really
that was
did
the
happen.
Biggest moment in that show at that point. That was the biggest moment, along with Carl getting shot. Because remember, Carl was a little kid. That was like, you know, the second season. I think the second season. Either the end of the first season or the second season. Carl got shot. Remember, this was years ago. Carl was like literally a little kid.
I forgot he got shot. Yeah, because
remember?
That one,
and Herschel helped save him, remember?
Yeah, that's when they met Herschel and all of them.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's gotten different since, you know, look at where we at now. Rick is banging Michonne. I never would have expected that, you know. I would have never expected that.
I can't even watch them kissing. I can't even do it. It's
just weird. It don't feel right. It just don't feel right.
It don't feel right to me.
I ain't like that hookup. That was a weird hookup. Like, Michonne is just not. She's just so, like, Michonne, you would look at Michonne as, like, a lesbian. Like, you don't picture Michonne, you know, being girly and being held and all that stuff. Like, you picture Michonne just hardcore with the sword, you know, and maybe having a girlfriend, if anything.
Michonne was married and she did have kids.
She
so.
Was, but it don't feel like it. Yeah, I know that's probably a part of her storyline, but it don't feel like it. She's like super hardcore, you know.
Well, she could be that. She, you know, everybody changed. And, you know, being in that whole environment changed her. You know, changed her whole personality. You know, dealing with the governor and all that, it changes you. It changed every single person. The only person that it really did not change is Glenn. Glenn
is my man, you know. And, you know, speaking of change, right, the biggest changes, Gabriel, the priest.
The priest.
Look at how, you know, for him to get to this point where Rick trusts him to hold down the fort while he's gone, and he's on guard post. I forgot what he had, like a machine gun, like automatic rifle or something. You know, he had like a high power weapon. Like, you know, he's like, I will do whatever it takes. And Rick trusted him with, what's her name, Little Kickass. You know, Daryl used to call it Little, I think he used to call it Little Kickass or something.
Oh, the baby.
No, what did he call her, Nizzy? I don't think, I might be wrong. It wasn't Little Kickass. It was Little Something.
Yeah, I think her name is Judith.
Judith, but what did Daryl had a nickname for her, and I forgot the name.
Little Kick Ass.
Ass Kicker or something. Little Ass Kicker.
Little Ass Kicker, that's what it was.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, something like that. And Gabriel, yeah, he has really stepped it up a whole nother notch. Also, Eugene. Like, wow. Talking about switching it up and stepping up. And I'm not a person that read the comic book. I did not tune into the spoilers. I had some people say some... I was like, you know, you go down your timeline and somebody might post something about The Walking Dead, like a link, and you click it and you see people commenting. And people, you can end up spoilers like that. So I try to stay away from that. I had got some things that, you know, I seen some things that might have been spoilers, but I'm not a person that's going to spoil it for other people. That's why, you know, we're not going to discuss what we heard, what happened in the comic books or none of that. We're going to keep that stuff to ourselves, you know what I mean? Because we don't want to spoil it for the other listeners who might be diehard fans. You know what I mean? Yeah, Eugene, he definitely has stepped up. And I'm going to go ahead and jump the gun, right? I'm going to make a prediction. We're going to both make predictions, Nizzy.
Okay.
Before we even say the actual prediction, well, no, let's just get right to it. I'm gonna make a prediction.
Okay.
So, well, hold on. Now they're saying that. Now remember, you remember Negan said that he wasn't. He was like, I can kill y'all easily, but I'm not going to do that. And that was one of my things. I'm saying the mayor to me is different. I feel like the mayor, the governor. Like some of those other villains was, we're going to kill straight like that. We're just going to kill. That's it. We're here to kill. Whereas though Negan is like, you're going to work for me. You're going to do what we say. But he's giving them a chance to live. But he's like, somebody's got to pay. He's like, remember, they killed all those people. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they killed all those people. When Carol and Maggie was held hostage, and that was Negan's people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, really pissed. Like, you know, he's like, somebody's got to pay. But from my understanding, maybe I had to go back and watch the episode again. To me, it sounded like he was saying, he's like, I'm going to beat one of y'all really bad. He didn't say I'm going to kill one of you. He said one of you are going to get beaten really bad. But you're saying that someone died. I hear everybody else saying someone actually died. Now, we've seen the way it played out, and we've seen the blood on the screen and all that stuff. So it looks like whoever he beat probably did die. But remember, we thought Daryl might have died the episode before when the gunshot went off and it looked like Daryl was dead and Daryl wasn't. So do we know that someone actually got killed off, or did they just get beat really bad?
What is it?
Do we know that somebody actually got killed off, the person he beat with the barbed wire bat thing?
Did
they just get hurt really, really bad?
And we really don't, because they can't tell us. That's something that, you know, as far as we can tell us right now, they're saying, you know, somebody dies. That doesn't really necessarily mean that somebody's going to die. Everybody thought that Glenn was dead, and look what happened.
Everybody thought Daryl was dead, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just what they do, because they want to leave you guessing. They want to make you guess.
He didn't say kill one of you. He said, I'm going to beat one of you. Remember? He never said, I'm going to kill one of you. He said, I'm going to beat one of y'all. Like, somebody got to get it. Maybe he started doing it eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yep. I do remember that.
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to say, now, this is a prediction, but I feel like my heart is, all right, I'll make a prediction. I'm going to say Eugene, right? I'm going to say Eugene is the one. I'm going to say Eugene is the one that got killed, right? That's going to be my prediction, right?
That's what I said.
You thought the same thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to explain why I said Eugene, then you explain why you said Eugene. The reason why I think it might be Eugene possibly, is because the person, he stepped up, he's starting to get his shine on, he's showing cojones, you know, he's really like, you know, not being that pushover guy anymore, and it seemed like in Walking Dead fashion, it would be the person that really started stepping up their game, started to change or whatever. In typical Walking Dead fashion, that seems like a person that they would, you know, possibly kill off, you know, like the person that you just recently started to develop a connection with. Now, on the other note, right, I think it might be someone that was actually, that you have more of a connection with, more sentimental value towards, like somebody that's been around way longer, you know, like a, could, like it could be like a Daryl or a Glenn. You know what I mean? We know it's not going to be Rick, because if you kill off Rick, there's not much left to do with the show. You're going to have to get a new person to lead, and I just don't think they would do that at this point. I'm saying Eugene, but my heart is saying it's someone that's a lot closer, and I'm just like in denial. It's somebody that's like been there for the longest time. Somebody that you can be like, no, you know, I'm feeling like it's gonna be like that. Like, oh no, not that person. Like, no, anybody but them. I'm feeling like it's gonna be that. And I think my, you know, my heart is trying to protect me and say it's Eugene, because you don't have that same type of connection with Eugene. But at the same time, like I was saying, I do think that, you know, it's kind of typical Walking Dead fashion to kill off a person that just started to, like, really become almost like you know, like let's say it's a situation where somebody was a villain, right? And they turned good. And they save, like, a bunch of people, and they start doing really good things. And you start to, oh, man, like, I like this person now. Develop a real passion for them. Now, boom, they did. You know, so it could go either way. The Walking Dead is crazy like that. Like, everything's up in the air. You never know. You know. What about you, Nizzy?
So, I think just like you, I think that it may be Eugene, because there's always a reason behind everything they do. And them showing that Eugene has stepped up means something. He could either step up and say, no, 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 do it to me, or, you know, he could, I don't know, but I just have a feeling that it could be Eugene. But then again, like you said, a lot of times they do like to get rid of an important character to make it, you know, make it more interesting. Because usually they do that, and they haven't really gotten rid of a really important character yet. But
I mean,
they have,
but it's been a while.
It has. And I think it's going to be somebody that's important but not so important, like Sasha or Abraham, somebody like that, somebody that people have still, you know, gotten attached to, but also somebody that, you know, that really isn't really going to hurt us too much. They can't get rid of Daryl or Rick or, you know, somebody like that. And they may even get rid of Maggie. And I think that they're going to do
something. But Maggie's pregnant. That would be so tough.
But see, that's what they do, though. They do something dramatic. And you know how do it in the first season. They're going to do something dramatic. It's going to be dramatic.
Dramatic. It could be. But you know what? I was thinking, my only thing with, I think they did a good job with the season finale. I don't really have no complaints, really. But if it's one thing, if I was to nitpick with it, right, I would say when he, like, you know, when Glenn was like, no, when he kind of, like, you know, was like, you know, went over there towards Maggie or whatever, I'm thinking, realistically, why wouldn't they say, no, she's pregnant, like, because remember, he left them. Remember, they was like, you know, we got her. When they was carrying Maggie, it was like, we got her. And he let them, they let them do it. They let them, you know, put Maggie down, like, you know, instead of, like, them doing it, you know? So I'm thinking, realistically, why wouldn't they say, no, she's pregnant, like, you know, do whatever with her, but you can't hurt her. Like, she's pregnant. They didn't say she's pregnant. They didn't say that. And why wouldn't you in that situation?
And let's say that Glenn was about to say it. Like, I could feel that he was about to say that. Like, you can almost tell that he was about to say it. And she was like, no, 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 no. She looked at him and said no. So I think that she doesn't want them to know it.
And that's possible. that's possible, it's like, okay, we can hit him where it hurts. Let's actually get the pregnant girl. But keep in mind, he's going to any, mini, miny, mo. And she was not excluded. She was one of the ones. No one was excluded, including Carl. Carl wasn't excluded, and neither was Maggie. But Maggie is pregnant. And you would think, like, you know, that's me. I'm like, no, she's pregnant. Like, I would rather take the gamble on hopefully he'll show compassion, you know, as opposed to, oh, since she's pregnant, you have an attachment to her, and that's going to hurt the worst, we're going to do her. I just think it would be more realistic that you would think realistically someone would show more compassion to a pregnant person, even if they are, like, a psychopath.
Even with all them people that he could have been killed them. They could have shot him down instantly, but he didn't.
They could have been, yeah, man. They had them. They Ben had them. They could have been. Ben did it. I still don't even understand the whole ambush thing. Maybe we'll know. Maybe we'll understand when season 7 kick off, and maybe they'll like give more insight on why he played those mind games with them like that.
Because he really don't really care. But then again, it's almost like he don't care, but he does care. And it's almost like he wants to torture them. And I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to keep them alive, yeah, but he's going to torture all of them. He's the king, and he runs everything. And I think that's how he wants it to be, just like the governor, you know. You wanted to run everything. And
well,
you
gotta
like,
do it. You gotta do it. I can't whistle that good right now. Do you know how to whistle?
Every now and again.
Every now and then. I'm kind of sometimes with it too. Like sometimes I go to. It depends on, like, the dampness of my lips, pause, but it kind of depends. Because, you know, once you hear that, it's stay on you. And they always, like, a lot deep. Like, you know, we did not realize how many of them it was, but once we seen that, what was it, like a tree that they had knocked down or something?
Yeah.
Whenever they had them blocked at one point, was it like a tree or something?
Yeah, I think so.
And it was just like, wow. Remember they said it must have been like it took a good amount of people to get this. Like, it must be more of them than we thought. And when we seen them at the end of the episode, when they really had came, when they started whistling and everybody came out with guns, it was so many of them. Like, it got to be like 70 of them. Like, that group is huge. That group is huge, and Rick and them, they got them more numbers. You know, they say it's strength in numbers. They got Rick and them more numbers, and it's like, how do they get out of this one? They got so, it's like the odds are like 3-1. They got them like 3-1.
And the dumbest thing they did was kill all them people that they did. They went to that place and killed all that people instead of working together with them. And making a bigger group. It's always like, you know, when you're a part of a group, it's like you'll have a huge group at one time. There's a lot of them at one point. You know, a lot of them died from, you know, getting sick. And then a lot of them got killed with the governor. I mean, at one point, they had a lot of people at one point. I mean, kids and everything. They had a whole group. But they end up dying, and I'm wondering, like, how did they all of them survive?
Yeah, for it to be that many of them, like, that's crazy for them to be that deep. And you know, Negan seems to obviously be a savage. You think he's probably was way more of them than that. He probably, there's no telling how many of their people that probably got killed for violating the rules. Now, you know, we still need to talk about Negan, but before we get to him, we got to talk about Carol. Carol and the fact that she ran away. And you know, Morgan was trying to, you know, bring her back. And I didn't expect Morgan to be that committed. Like, he was overly committed. Like, he was like, you know, I'm not going back without you, you know. So let's talk about Carl real quick. Like, how you feel about this whole thing with Carl with not wanting to kill anymore and share by belief? And how you feeling about this Carl situation right now? We've seen the side of her that we have not seen.
Well, you know what? Carol is going through what every last one of them went through. Carol is like Rick in when he lost his wife. He was seeing his wife. He was depressed. He was just totally out of it. We all seen it with Rick. Rick has been through it. You know, and now it's Carol's time. I think now that she has, now it's finally hitting her. Because you never really seen Carol really break down like that. She's always been a strong, you know.
Well, no. At the beginning, when her husband was beating her, remember, at the beginning, when it first kicked off, like season one, her husband was abusing her.
Okay.
You know,
that
remember,
was,
she was not strong then.
Okay.
She was not strong
that
yet.
That was as season one. Think about it. After her husband and then her child, you know, Carol was.
She's turned into a rock.
With it. She was with it. And then, you know, she was going through it, but I think that now it's finally hitting her. Now she really just has no hope because of all the lives that, you know, all the lives that have been lost, that, you know, Denise dying. There's another important person that she was close to her. And she has lost that person, so she's losing everybody.
The little girls, remember the little girls? She had to kill the little girl.
She's losing so many people that she has grown attached to, and I think now it's just finally really getting to her.
And then remember, she felt bad about the lady because that lady said that, you know, that lady was abused, and she knew what that's like. She was a domestic violence survivor. And she felt, remember, she did not want to kill that lady, that young lady. She kept saying, like, go, go, go. Like, why are you going to make me, like, don't make me kill you. And then it's like, after she killed her, that was like the.
I think that Carol is done with abusing. She doesn't want, you know, just like you said, it's not even about zombies anymore. It's about humans. It's all about humans. So it's not like they're going around killing zombies now. They're killing human beings. So now it's really, you know, affecting her. Look how it was for Glenn. You know, when they were going in, you know, killing everybody in their sleep, he couldn't even bear it because it's not killing zombies anymore. You're killing people. You know, you're killing human beings. And so I think it's starting to get to her. It eventually it's going to get to other people. I don't think that it's going to get to Rick because Rick doesn't give a damn no more. He's lost so much. That, you know, he's already went through that whole process. And now he don't give a damn, you know. In Rick's head, it's about surviving. We need to get, you know, we need to survive now. It's not about the zombies and everything else. It's about us sticking together and surviving. So we're going to do what we have to do to survive, you know. And now Maggie is pregnant, so, you know, everybody's concerned about Maggie and, you know, helping her and getting her through this. And, you know, it's just now it's just hitting Carol. You know, now it's really hitting her.
But do you think Carol is going to come back around to, like, getting back to her old self? Like, you know what, you're right. Like, we got to sit together. Do you think she'll get back to that point, or do you think this is, like,
no.
She's like permanently like that.
She's not. I think Carol's going to die. I really do.
Dude, you kind of feel like, yeah, like, remember when that guy shot her? Remember, she was laughing. Like, remember, she was like happy. Like, I'm going to die. She was like laughing. Like, she's like happy. And he seen that that's what she wanted. And so he walked away. He started walking away. And she's like, you can't just do this tonight. Nah, you got to finish the job. You know what I mean? Like, she wants to die. She wants to die. And you know what? In The Walking Dead, you want to die, your wish will be granted. You know?
Well, like she said,
if she don't change her mentality, she will die.
Well, just like she said to Morgan, she would rather die than kill another person. She said that to Morgan. Like, she would rather just die. Like, she doesn't want nobody to come save her. And she, just like she was expressing to Morgan, she's tired of it. She's tired of killing people. This is not about killing zombies anymore. It's about killing people. So you're killing people that you... People are dying that's been close to her. Everybody is killing everybody now. It's not about the zombies. You know, it's the... Everybody is trying to take over, basically. And whoever comes out alive, you know, is basically going to make it another day. But, you know, she already... I think she finally is realizing that this is not about, you know, the zombies and just, you know, just getting through the day. This is about, you know, killing other people, you know, taking over their territory and all that. Who's going to be the head boss, basically? Is it going to be Rick or Negan now? Because, you know, it was the same thing with, you know, Rick and the governor. Who's going to be the head now? So it's just repeating itself all over again. It's going to be the same thing, but I think this is going to be even deeper. I think Negan's going to take it to another level. You know, he's not going to say either, you know, either we're going to kill each other or not. He said, I'm going to use you guys. I'm going to make you suffer. You know, he's going to probably not feed them some days, and he's going to make them do a whole bunch of shit. I think he's really going to torture all of them. You killed his people, you know, and...
Yeah, this is true. But remember, he said that you'll live as long as you do what I say. Like, you know, basically, if someone comes knocking, you better answer. If we say we want something, you have to give it. Like, basically, like, we want your resources. You work for
basically.
Us now. You'll stay alive.
Exactly.
That's the collateral. You know, you can keep your life as long as you do exactly what I say and you work for me. Do exactly as I say. You know
right.
what I mean? And, you know, Carol is my homie, man. I just hope she comes back around. Michonne, the last few episodes, there wasn't a lot of Michonne. You know, is that like you're seeing little bits and pieces of Michonne. That's the reason why I don't think it would be Michonne that gets killed off, because we haven't been seeing. I feel like it's, you know, I feel like Michonne has not been, like, the last few episodes, you've been rarely seeing her, and I feel like if they're going to kill somebody, it's someone that we've been recently connected with. You know what I mean? I feel like it's going to be someone we was recently connecting with. You know what? I've really grown to like Abraham's character. How you feel about Abraham's character? You like Abraham?
I like Abraham. He's changing. And I think the whole thing with, like, Maggie being pregnant and seeing Maggie and Glenn together is really changing his outlook on life now. You know, just
yeah.
seeing them two together.
You seen him, like,
and
smiling,
I guess he's never wanted
seen, like,
that.
The sonogram and all that.
Yeah. And I guess
yeah.
he's never wanted that. And then once he's seen them two together, I think him and Sasha are going to bang. They're going to get it in.
Yeah, there's some tension, but he been pressing up on Sasha, and Sasha
oh,
is
yeah.
had just recently started opening up to him. And remember, what's the other lady that he's smashing?
Rosetta. Yeah.
Remember, she gave that look when she's saying how Sasha and Abraham were looking at each other. You remember that just like, what, two episodes? One or two episodes ago.
No, that was the last episode.
The last episode. Remember that look she gave when she seen how they looked
yeah.
at each other?
Yes. Like, she's mad. She sees it. Because, you know, she wanted that with him. And if she sees that, them two are going to... She sees them two talking together and everything. I guess he's just seen her as a smash, you know. And
yeah,
I think he sees
right.
more. I think he sees more in Sasha because Sasha gets him to open up.
Sasha and
Sasha is like hard, you know, she's kind of hardcore, and it's definitely would seem to be a better match. Sasha would seem to be a better.
Yeah.
That's not like a weird to me. Sasha and Abraham's not weird like Rick and Michonne.
Oh my gosh, two different people. It just don't look. I could not stand them kissing one bit. I can't even look. Like, this is gross.
But I look at Michonne as more like family. Like, she's like, y'all look at her as like family. Like, someone, you know, like sister.
Yeah.
Like, not like someone you're buying, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's because, you know, Michonne's whole personality. You know, you don't see her being no housewife and having the baby.
Hurry up, honey. Hurry up home, honey. I got the cookies. Don't let the cookies get cold. You know, I can bake some cookies and some brownies for you guys. Like, you know, it just don't feel like, you know, she's not that chick. You know what I mean?
No, she's not.
I can't picture Michonne in some heels, you know, with some pumps and a dress on.
But in a girly hairstyle, I
can't picture it, man.
But in real life, though, she's a bad chick. In real life, she is a bad chick. You would not even believe it. Like, Michonne is a bad chick in real life.
She got a little butt on her, though. She got a little something back there. She's working with a little something. You can tell she worked out. She got, like, you know, she pretty fit.
Yeah, she's a bad chick.
No, I think Maggie is the baddest, like, as far as, like, overall. I think Maggie's, like, the baddest one to me. Out of all the females on The Walking Dead right now, I think Maggie's the, you know, I used to be an Andrea fan. I thought Andrea was sexy. But, I think Maggie, like, yo, Maggie is, she's sexy, too. You think Maggie's sexy?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She really is.
I thought she was older than that. She only 32, 33?
Really?
34. She's actually 34.
Oh, she's 34?
But she just turned 34.
Hmm.
Oh, she's from Philly. Wait. I could have sworn Maggie had like that European accent. She do, don't she?
She does. She does.
It says she's from Philly. I thought she was from the UK. It says she's from Philly. She says she was born in Philly.
Oh. It could have been her parents.
I don't know if this website is correct. You know, you can't believe all the websites, but
it could have been her parents. It could have been her parents. It could have been her parents.
But how would
she
have such a strong accent if she wasn't born in the States?
But that don't matter. Sometimes that happens. I mean, if both your parents were born in the UK, you can most definitely get that accent. Just from your parents.
Hmm. Wow, Sasha's even younger. Sasha is only just turned 31. Like, she had a birthday like a few weeks ago, March 21st.
Oh, wow. Well,
she's just turned 31.
Huh? Sasha's a bad-looking chick, too.
Yeah, Sasha's actually pretty cute. You know, like, you could tell she's, like, get girly and really get a girly hairstyle and really put a get-up on, she looks like she would probably be, like, you know, attractive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Negan. Negan. What's your thoughts on this Negan character right now? Do you feel like Negan will be that villain that you almost look forward to. Like, a lot of people felt like they kind of – people really liked the governor, believe it or not. Some people looked forward to him, but then people would start to get tired of his shenanigans. You know what I mean? What about this Negan guy? What is your feeling of him so far?
And I think the same thing will be with Negan. I think they're going to drag him out like they did with the governor because he's going to be a huge part for a while.
Yeah.
They're going to end up dragging him out because there's so much pump about Negan and everything. They're going to drag him out, and you're going to get tired of him. But I think in the beginning, you know, it's going to bring a different outlook on the show. And that's why they brought it up at this point in time. Because, I mean, come on, this is what, the seventh, you know, season coming up. So, you know, they got to bring something different to the show to keep people watching. Because for a while, not a lot was really going on. So he's going to bring a lot of excitement to the show. He's going to keep you watching it for a little while until they start dragging it out. And then, you know, you're going to get tired of them and say, what's next, you know. Hopefully they don't drag him out like they did the governor. Because I was sick and tired of seeing the governor.
Yeah, I was tired of him. He needed to go. And remember, he was gone for a while. He stopped showing his character. He was where he was at, and that was that. Then all of a sudden, his character came back. Remember, they showed him looking. He had found where he was at or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they show, like, you know, it's like, oh, man, this dude again.
Yep,
and that's when he got
real
hardcore.
Yeah.
How old do you think Carl is in real life?
I think, one guess. I think he's at least 18.
Well, close enough. He's 16. He'll be 17 in June. No, he'll be 17 in June. So by the time the next season drops, he'll already be 17.
Yeah.
So he was like what? But I mean, he was like what, 10 when The Walking Dead first came out?
Yeah, I believe he was a little kid. He was really little.
He literally grown up in front of our eyes.
I know. It's weird listening to him talk. Now his voice is changing. It's getting deeper now.
Yeah, his voice is like deeper than mine now. Oh, speaking of Carl, that little chick, I don't even know her name because, like, you know, they don't show her that much. I don't even remember her name. The one that he locked into
really
the closet.
Relevant.
The one he locked in the closet. You think that's going to be like his... You think they're setting that up for, like, her to be, like, his little future wife or girlfriend or something?
I think so, for a little while. And they'll probably kill her off.
Yeah. Whatever things are too good to be true. The only couple they have allowed to coexist for a long period of time is the only couple is Maggie and Glenn. That's it.
Really?
That couple.
Oh, well,
like, other people hook up.
And now it's Rick and Michonne. So.
But they just started though. You need about a few seasons, like a whole, at least a season and a half of them being together successfully without, you know. And I don't know. I think one of them will end up getting killed off just because they hooked up. And Rick is so vital to the show, it'll probably be Michonne. Plus, she's the black woman, you know. So, I'm just saying, they would rather kill off the black girlfriend than the white leading character. You know what I mean?
Well,
so, I mean, she's black, and she's not as important. She don't stand a chance. She's going to get killed off.
Well, look at Morgan. They brought Morgan back.
Can you believe it? Morgan was around since season one. Wow.
I know.
He was one of the first characters.
And you know what? In every season, they kind of pick him up and show, you know, that he's still, you know, existing. But now he's really in full effect now.
He's a part of the group.
Now you see him all the time.
He's an official part of the group. But
yeah,
Why does the Ricks group not have a name? You know, all these other groups they come across have a name. All we know is the Ricks group. What do we call them? Like, we need to create a name. They should let the fans. You know, how dope would that be if they let the fans decide, like, do a vote on, like, Twitter, an official vote on what the Ricks group name should be? Like, don't you think that group, Ricks group, needs an official name?
I don't think so. It's Ricks group. I mean.
But all these other groups
that's
got
just
names
what
and
it
stuff.
Is, though. That's just what it is. It's Ricks group. I mean, Rick is.
I mean, the way
they're
stepping up, though, and they talking all this family stuff, and the way they're stepping up, they're like a gang for real. You know, Rick's group is a gang, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, they even ask you the question, how many people have you killed? Like, they got, like, you know, initiations and all that stuff. Like, that. They are a gang, man.
They really
they
are.
They will kill you in a heartbeat. You see how they killed those people? You know what I mean? The ones that had them captured, like, they are gangsters. They are gang.
And all it took was Rick standing up and saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go in and kill them in this sleep. And everybody was with it.
They voted to do it.
I think anybody would be really scared to saying, no, I ain't killing, you know. I think they'd be scared. Feel as though, you know, everybody looks out for everybody. That's how it is in my group. You know, we don't leave nobody behind.
Yeah.
So.
You want to make any predictions for next season? Any predictions at all for... next season, you think, you know, any predictions whatsoever? Certain characters you think will die next season? You think a certain controversy going to happen? Any certain twists? Anything? Any bold prediction at all for next season?
I think that they're going to definitely kill off at least one or two important characters that I do know. Like, that's definite. They always do that in each season. They kill off an important character. So I think
it's coming.
So I think it's
if it didn't happen
coming.
With this episode, the season 6 finale, then season 7, someone would probably, one or maybe even two people get killed off.
You just never know with this show. You never know. They could hold it until the very end. And then, bam, somebody gets killed. So, you never know.
Yeah. I'm going to say Carol dies next season. That would be my bold prediction. Carol dies next season, and Carl loses his virginity. He's going to smash that little chick. Carl will smash, y'all.
Carl's
gonna smash that little chick, yo.
You better do it while she's still alive. Yeah, I would.
I remember we talked about this a while ago. I thought like season 5 was gonna be the last one. I even thought season 5 or season 6. I forgot which one, but I definitely wasn't expecting those season 7. How many seasons do you think The Walking Dead go? This is season 7 coming up. How many more seasons can you see it being?
I think they're going to have 8 seasons. I think all together they're going to eight seasons. They're going to close it up because they can only drag a show so much. But the show is so popular, and you know it's big. Like everybody watches it.
It is one of the biggest TV series on TV, period. Rather we talking cable network or local network, whatever. Like, you know, they competing with, like, you know, CSIs and Law and Order, like shows like that come on regular TV. Like, they competing with those shows. Like, they got a lot of fans. Like, people love The Walking Dead.
I wish they would have waited to do the fear of the Walking Dead until the whole Walking
Dead. They should have waited until the Walking Dead was completely done, don't you think?
Yeah. Because then that would have got so much more, you know, that would have got so much more, I don't know the word I'm looking for. But it would have been bigger. It would have been just as big as The Walking Dead. Cause then
no, it wouldn't have been as big. You know, people have a certain place in their heart for The Walking Dead. But it could have been bigger than it is, though.
Well, yeah, but since, you know, they have, I think that's why they do it right after.
That was smart. I'm glad they did that instead of having them running simultaneously and then we just are we're just zombie-less for months. I'm glad at least, all right, that was smart. All right, now they're going to want to tune into The Walking Dead. They rather have something than nothing, even if they don't like it. Even if they don't like it, the fear of The Walking Dead as much as The Walking Dead, they're going to tune into the fear of The Walking Dead because at least it's something and it's still linked to The Walking Dead.
Right.
And I will be turning into Fear the Walking Dead. Did you decide if you're going to actually start watching it, or do you still feel like it's because you didn't see it from the first season, it takes away from it?
I like to, when I watch something, especially a show like that, I like to see it from the beginning. Because then I watch a second season, I'm not even going to know what's happening.
You're
going to
be lost. You ain't going to like, oh, why this person this and why that?
Because season one is they're introducing the characters, you get familiar with all the characters, you get to learn their personalities, you get familiar with it. By season two, you're already comfortable with everybody, you have a favorite character already, and you're into it by then. But
I see what you're saying, yeah.
You know, you can't just jump in. That's just like watching, you know, The Walking Dead, also just season two, you're jumping right into it. You're going to be lost, like totally lost. You're not going to know who is who and what's going on. And, you know, you got to be, that's a show that you have to follow. Some shows you don't have to, but shows like this, you have to follow it.
Yeah. If they made you an offer to make a cameo appearance on the Walking Dead, would you be willing to, like, come on and be, like, have a small character role or to possibly be a walker? You would do it?
Yeah. Do you know how many people would die just to play a walker in that movie?
You would play a walker, Nessie?
Yeah, I would be a walker. Hell yeah, I would meet Daryl.
That would be funny
Daryl.
To see you doing that.
I want to meet Daryl and Rick. I want to meet everybody, yo. I'd probably act like
you're trying to meet the whole cast. Huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you had to choose, right? If they said, all right, you can either have a small role where you're going to have like a little, you know, like a few talking parts where you're going to be like an extra, but you're going to be somebody that's part of another group, but you're only going to be on there for like, you're only going to probably have like four or five scenes where you talk. Or you get to be a walker, but you're not just any walker. You're a walker that bit one of the main characters and infected them with the virus. So it's like more of an epic type of thing, but you ain't going to have no, you don't talk or nothing, you're just a walker. Or would you rather have a small role where you actually are talking and interacting, but it's only just for one episode?
I want to bite somebody.
You want that walker role, huh?
Hell yeah, because that's memorable. The walker that bit somebody, you know, the person that infected
them. Yeah, like, picture you the walker that bit Carl or something. Like, that would be crazy. Like, people always remember you. You'd be walking down the street, you'd be like, you bit Carl! Like, people would be, like, mad. Like, people would be so attached to, like, some people are, like, you know, they take entertainment to another level. I remember my mom was telling me that it was this one soap opera actor that was in the store one day, and an old lady came up there to her, and came up to her and slapped her, open hand slapped her because of what she did on the soap opera. Because
wow.
Of what she did on the soap opera, not in real life on the soap opera. The lady smacked her like, "How dare you?" You know,
wow.
So people tend to have real attachments to
Yeah, of course they do. Once you start watching the show, and it's really big, especially like The Walking Dead. You know, people really get familiar with the characters. Like, when, you know, just that whole thing with Carol's daughter, like, I cried. Like, it was the saddest episode of all these seasons was when, you know, Carol's daughter walked out as a zombie. Like, I bawled so badly.
It was sad. I ain't going to lie. We all felt it. We all felt it in our guts. Talking about this, Nizzy, I'm not going to lie. This really makes me want to go watch season one again. Like, I want to kind of, like, get back. I forgot. It's so many, been so many characters. I forgot about some of the characters. Like, you know, Dale was one of my favorite characters in season one.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
He was, like, the beloved character before Herschel came.
And
he was, like, the one that was, like, a father to Andrea.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about what if, you know, what if Shane was still, you know, in, you know,
Shane
still on the show.
Shane was my man. Nizzy, you know how I rock with Shane. You know me and Shane go back since high school.
Oh, my God.
That was my man. I like the way he got down. Like, I think that he really kind of helped, even though Rick ended up, did Rick kill him?
I can't remember.
Remember they had, like,
Rick,
a fight. He said he was going, him and Rick needed to talk, and then they kind of, like, had a fight to the duel, like, all right, one of us going to have to, both of us not going to be able to coexist.
Now, remember, Nizzy, that's
when we first found out that when Shane died, right, that's when we first found out. I think Rick did kill Shane. When Shane first died, that's when we found out that even if you don't get bit, remember Shane turned into a walker, we couldn't believe it? That's when we first found out that even if you don't get bit, once you die, you're still going to become a walker.
Yep, that's when they first found that out when Shane died. Yep.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was really.
Yeah, man. I mean, well, I'm really looking forward to season 7. I'm not gonna lie. I still really, really like The Walking Dead. Very excited about it. I'm not as excited as I was in the earlier seasons, but I guess that's natural. There's so many characters and changes and stuff. And the show feels different. I feel like the show is a lot darker now, and they've kind of gotten away from the zombie thing, which in a sense is kind of okay because the zombies in The Walking Dead are limited. Like, you know, I've seen some zombie movies where the walkers or the zombies were, like, kind of got more advanced. I forgot, one of those zombie movies I watched, like, they was getting smarter, and they started, like, being able to, like, do stuff, like, they was, like, walking in the water and stuff, and I thought that was really cool, and I've seen some zombie movies where the zombies actually could run, and I thought
wow.
That was pretty cool, and I'm like, you know what, if The Walking Dead took that approach, like, all right, we've been doing all this stuff with humans, right? What if we let the zombies, like, to go out with a bang for, like, the last season or the last two seasons, you know, make it about the walkers becoming actually smarter. Like, something has happened, some type of evolution in the zombie, in the walkers. Are like, they're actually getting smarter now. Like, they doing stuff like, you climb a tree and they climb a tree after you. Maybe they start, like, walking real fast and eventually running. You know what I mean? They can, like, you know, climb over the fence to break through, you know, like, to get you, like. Well, how would you feel about that? Would you like to see that, or did you think that just really is so far left from the identity of The Walking Dead? You know, how would you feel about that? Them making the focus on the walkers, and the walkers are coming more advanced and kind of focusing in on that.
I think it's too much because
we had so many seasons. It'd be too, like.
Well,
yeah, it's too late to do something like that.
It's not what The Walking Dead is really all about. It's not just about the walkers. You know, it's about them surviving within the walkers, and now they're taking a whole different approach with the show. So the walkers, like, running and everything. The thing about The Walking Dead is that they try to make it as realistic as possible.
You know, that's not... There's
nothing realistic about zombies, though.
I mean, yeah, true, but it could...
the fact that there's zombies it automatically takes away from the realisticness of it, you know. I'm not going to lie to you. See, I think it would be dope, but I understand that that's not the identity of The Walking Dead, and they focus more on the human interaction. And what would humans do in an apocalypse or a zombie apocalypse? Like, how would humans handle it? And I do think that in a worldwide crisis where it's like an Armageddon-type situation, I do think humans would act out, and I do think that humans are our own worst enemies, and we would have to really fear humans more than anyone else in a zombie apocalypse. Do you think that's realistic like that? It would really be like that in real life, that humans would have to fear other humans in a zombie apocalypse more so than the actual zombies?
Because people, you know, humans act crazy. Everybody is going to try to take over, you know, because everybody is going to, I mean, that's how humans are. You know, everybody's going to try to survive. And that's what, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to survive. Everybody's going to have their own little groups, and everybody's going to be killing each other. They ain't going to trust this person, so they're going to kill them. And this is how, I mean, I think realistically, that's how it's really going to be. That's how it really would be if it actually really did happen. Like, a lot of people would die. I know who I would go to first. I'd go to my ex, you know, and just, like, stab him in the head like he's a zombie.
Oh, yeah. you're going to get your redemption. So you ain't got nothing to lose now. It ain't like you're going to got to worry about jail.
Exactly.
Well, Nizzy, can you do me a favor and take us home, because, you know, I don't know, I just don't feel like being bothered with this crazy thing, man, this situation with this, every time I hit the button, it don't respond right away. Sometimes the intros and stuff work sometimes right away, but I just don't even want to deal with it. So can you take us home?
Sure, we out of here.
It's Real Talk Radio, Walking Dead, Season 6 finale, you know. Yeah, man. And we go, hey, listen, before we go real quick, we going to, you know, cover, like, you know, big episodes, like the opening episode, mid-season finale, and season finales. It looks to us to keep doing this. Remember, we used to do every episode, but now we're just doing the openers and the closers and the mid-season finales of the seasons, you know. Yeah, man, that's what we do, man. So holler at us. It's Real Talk Radio, Tay Real Nizzy Nay. See y'all next week.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.